You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we're taking a look at some developments out of the Port of East London. There was an announcement that we're going to be seeing a 60 million rand plus a desalination plant that is set to be built in that port. I'm joined on the line by the project manager for Impact Water Solutions, Rudolf Retief, to take a look at this. Good evening, Rudolf. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's get some details about the desalination plant. When are we expected to begin construction? When are we expected to be operational? Just what's the timeline looking like?
Good evening, Jimmy, and to all the listeners. This project consists of three phases. So we'll first be implementing a feasibility study, which we are now starting, and it includes a lengthy environmental study as well, which will take up approximately 18 months, where there will be a construction phase afterwards, about 12 months, and then followed by a four-year operation and maintenance phase. So we're entering into the feasibility study as we speak.
Rudolf, let's look at the impact that is foreseen from this desalination plant. What added value are we expecting once operational and once all the hurdles have been crossed?
So the Port of East London is struggling with water resilience. And so this project will provide approximately 500 cubes per day of desalinated water powered by solar power. And so the port stakeholders will all be provided with resilient water supply. And this also includes the solar farm, which will be based in the port itself as well.
Rudolf, now the understanding is, of course, that the entire plant would be solar powered. How much solar power is needed to build such a plant? Obviously, there's operational costs and construction costs for the plant itself, but how much actually needs to be generated for it to sustain a plant of this size?
So part of the feasibility study will be to ascertain the exact size. However, our initial estimates show around 450 kilowatt peak to provide this water. However, we will be looking at various optimization studies during the feasibility phase as well.
Rudolf, what do we do if the feasibility studies come back and it doesn't make financial sense to pursue the project? Are there other things in the pipeline to alleviate the pressures that are being experienced here? I mean, the whole point behind embarking on this project was, of course, to alleviate the water pressures that are experienced in the region. But are there other things that are being put in place in the event that this does not become feasible at this stage?
Not at this stage. Currently, the focus is desalination. However, the feasibility will be focusing more on the positioning of the plant itself, where the intake should be, the brine discharge, and those matters. And so we are confident that one of these positions will be available and will work for this desalination plant.
And Rudolf, if we look at the partnership or the relationship between those that are involved in this plant, can you tell us some of the stakeholders that are involved here?
So, the project itself is a joint venture between us, Impact Water Solutions, based in Cape Town, together with a local East London civil construction company called Norland Construction. And so together we're trading as Sunwater East London. And then some of the port stakeholders that will benefit from this is potentially Mercedes-Benz, for example, and obviously the local users, the boats and the ships that come in and the companies related to that.
So obviously it's going to be quite a big project to get underway, construction set for 2026, and hopefully by 2030 we have everything up and running. We'll leave it at that. Thanks so much, Rudolf. We wish you guys the best in terms of getting the plant up and running. Hopefully timelines work in your favor and it happens sooner rather than later. That's Rudolf Retief, Project Manager at Impact Water Solutions, joining me to discuss the latest developments around a desalination plant that is set to be developed in the Port of East London.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.